This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy, and I have a stomach ache.
Oh, God. A post-Super Bowl stomach ache.
Post-Super Bowl. Okay, so we did a... We're going to talk about the Super Bowl and eating at the Super Bowl. And we did a TikTok reel where I did pass or smash Super Bowl foods. And I was texting Emily before. I was like, what's like a definite smash? And she's like, pigs in a blanket. So all day at the Super Bowl, like, first of all, my friends told us not to bring anything. And then they like tricked us into going shopping with them, grocery shopping.
Rude.
but fun, because then I could pick everything I wanted. And all that was on the brain was like a million pigs in a blanket.
It's so, and so
that's
important.
What I got.
People underestimate the importance of pigs in a blanket. I think it's because it's such a simple food. It just gets overlooked. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is my campaign to not overlook pigs in a blanket anymore, because it makes everyone happy. And it's just not
so
a party
happy
without them.
And it like impresses people. Like everybody immediately was like, did you guys make these? And we were like, absolutely not. But the fact that you thought that, so cute. And it looks like effort if you just buy three things that you can dip them in.
Totally. Oh, dipping sauces are key. I mean, I'm a classic mustard girl, but I will say
I'm a ketchup guy.
Ketchup on your P&Bs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. No, I could see that being good. Yeah. I could see Russian dressing being good. I'm a big mayo person, which I know grosses a lot of people out.
Yeah, I can't see a mayo on a pig in a blankie.
On that topic of people wondered if you made them yourself, last year, Andy actually did make pigs in a blanket, but they were giant, and we literally just got the crescent dough and hot dogs and made them ourselves and put like everything seasoning on them. They were incredible. But this year we didn't make a single thing. And by we, I mean he. I don't cook.
Where did you go?
We ordered smash burgers, classic. Great. We ordered French fries. Mm-hmm. We got buffalo wings. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you this. Do you like a buffalo wing?
I love a buffalo wing, and we didn't have them yesterday.
Really?
And I don't usually think like, oh, like I need specific foods for Super Bowl, but like it was lacking.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. I can get them another
time. Are you a ranch person or a blue cheese person with your wings?
Blue cheese.
Same. I don't understand how you could be a ranch person. I mean,
I do understand, like, if it's around, anything to calm the spice, I'll slather. Mm-hmm. But blue cheese, I think, is colder.
Same. I just think it's far superior, like, texturally. Well, we did have wings. They were good. What I was really proud of, though, was the soda selection. I think it's so important. Ooh. And yet another thing that gets overlooked. So I made sure that there was a variety of sodas. I hosted a small soiree of three people. Mm-hmm. Including me.
Nice.
And I asked my friend, bring some soda. And I didn't know what to expect, but she brought exactly what we needed. Dr. Brown's root beer, which I have to say is the greatest pairing with a cheeseburger. I just think root beer and a cheeseburger is magical. Like, it would probably be my last meal if I was on death row.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then we had Polar orange soda. I don't know if you've ever had the Polar brand sodas. They're real.
And I'm an orange soda connoisseur.
You are.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite orange soda?
I've literally done blind taste tests. Crush.
I've never had Crush.
Ooh.
I got to try. I love orange soda. Who loves orange soda?
It's Cal and Remy love orange soda and Emily.
But the polar orange soda is a little bit more like Orangina, but sweeter.
Mm.
It's so pretty good.
Less orange soda and more like orange fizzy drink.
Exactly. It's like, it's kind of like an orange creamsicle melted down.
Oh, that is so, that's even more different.
Yes. It's like very specific and they don't sell it very many places. And
it's like dessert in a glass.
It is. I love it. I mean, I'm a big soda person. I know that like,
yeah,
some people think soda is gross. I think it's delicious.
I'm like obsessed with Diet Coke. I think we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I just feel there's like a real cleansing aspect to Diet Coke.
Mm, it kind of burns the back of your throat, but like it hurts so good. Yeah, I love it.
It hurts so good. Yeah.
And then we had Canada Dry ginger ale. I'm a Canada Dry purist when it comes to ginger ale. I just think the flavor is the best. And then we had Funfetti cake. I have to say that was the best thing.
I love.
Mm-hmm. It's just never a bad time to have a Funfetti cake. But that's what kind of did me in. I got a really bad stomach ache because I ate like half of this Funfetti cake.
So I have a question. Was yours a potluck?
Nah, I mean, was it a potluck? Like I said, there were three people. So I asked one friend to bring soda and she ended up bringing the Funfetti cake, which was like an added bonus. It wasn't really a potluck, but I have been to Super Bowl potlucks before.
Right. I was talking to my mom and she was like, oh, I'm having a potluck. Like, are you having a potluck? And I was like, aren't all Super Bowls like kind of a potluck? Like, I feel like the people who are hosting get like the basics or whatever, but then like other people like bring their own stuff. And somebody brought chocolate covered strawberries to ours because her parents had sent them for Valentine's Day. And that was like the most exciting, like sweet treat because they were the freshest strawberries. Like you had to eat them over the sink. They were so juicy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yum.
So nice.
I love a chocolate covered strawberry. I'm like more of a sweets person than a savory person. So honestly, if it was all cookies and candy and cake, I would have been happy. But the last thing that we got, and this is, it might be controversial, okay? We got a half a dozen donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. And Dunkin' Donuts is definitely not the best quality donut. It's definitely like, kind of a Fisher Price donut. But they were doing a promotion yesterday, $3 for six donuts.
That's great.
Great. Also, this included the filled kind. So we had Boston creams. We had strawberry filled. We had a brownie batter one. It's like a seasonal flavor.
Ooh.
And then we had the classics. We had strawberry frosted with sprinkles. We had vanilla frosted. We had glazed. And I really enjoyed that. But yeah, I did have a stomach
ache. Did you have one or did you eat a bit of many?
I probably had like half a donut. Like I had half a donut and then half of a Funfetti cake.
Mm. See, this is the thing with mochi donuts. And I think we've spoken about this before, that if you get a bunch of flavors of mochi donuts, they come in links. So I always split it up for everyone. I'm like, okay, you get three of this one, three of this one, three of this one.
I thought about doing
that. Don't touch my balls because
dare touch my balls. Oh my God. Okay. Speaking of that, I just quick detour. I noticed yesterday. Oh, and by the way, guys, we're not really going to talk about football because we're just not football girlies. Like, it's just not really our bag.
I'm glad everyone had fun.
Unless you have thoughts on the football. Do you have thoughts on the football?
So I like fell asleep after halftime because I had eaten so many mini hot dogs and chocolate covered strawberries. Fair. And I went into like, our friends have this like bedroom that like we sleep in a fair amount. If Ben and I are like there late night, like we'll stay there. And I was saying to Ben, I was like, I have a tummy ache. Like, what do I do? Like, should I go home? And he's like, no, just like go lie down and like watch some TikToks. I like passed out. So after the second half, I know a lot happened in the second half. I did not see it.
Yeah. I mean, we're in mourning over here. We were rooting for the Eagles. This is an Eagles household. And there was a really bad call that was made in the second half that
That's what I heard.
Yeah. And listen, like, I honestly don't even really want to go there.
And I saw Roger Goodell, you know, this guy, was celebrating with one of the members of the winning team in such a way that it was like he wanted them to win, you know, that maybe it was like the call wasn't so chill.
Wait, is there a conspiracy here?
Yeah, there's one on Twitter.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Listen, being a Phillies, a Philadelphia fan is like a big part of it is just getting really acquainted with disappointment. And this is like a common thing that everybody knows. I got so many DMs from people saying like, yeah, this is what it is to be a Philadelphia fan. Like you're just, you're always.
But you guys, you won like 4 years ago or something.
Yeah, but that was the first time in a very long time. And apparently that was insane. Like,
I mean, the city got destroyed. Is it okay
like,
now?
I can't even imagine.
How do they respond when things go poorly?
Right. I mean, so maybe it's actually a good thing.
Yeah. Everyone just like Charlie Brown walked home. Like,
We're not hanging off any telephone poles and flipping any cars tonight.
Eating poop.
Eating poop.
There was a guy that ate horse manure when the Eagles won last
time. Ew, okay. I didn't know that and I didn't need to know that.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, but what I was going to say is the biggest thing football related that resonated with me is how many football phrases there are that are deeply sexual. And I made a little
comment. What?
It's so sexual. Like the whole game. The entire game, it felt like every other word. I was like, that's what she said. Listen,
okay.
I made a short list.
Okay.
Tight end.
Sure.
Getting sacked.
Yeah. Well, that's like fired.
A pile
too.
Up. Mm. That might be a stretch, a pile up.
Getting
it off in time. They're always talking about getting it off in time.
Uh-huh.
A slobber knocker. Now, this is when a ball hits someone in the face and it like hits them so hard that slobber comes out. But we all know what it sounds like.
Yeah. Gert, gert.
A bump and run.
Ooh.
Hot. An eligible receiver.
Whoa.
And my personal favorite, safety. Because
safety's
very
important.
It's important. Mm-hmm. So that's like really what I was clued into is just how erotic this game is.
It's so funny that you say this because my friend was like, okay, so notice the camera work. Like it's all very sexual. Like it's all butts and it's all people like tackling each other or whatever. And I was like, oh no, but that's part of it is butts and tackling. No, like they really like zoom in on the butts.
Yeah, they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's to give the ladies a little something, you know?
Or it's like the closeted people, or you know, it's for everyone. I think it's a very
it can be for everyone.
Football,
of course.
It's like modern day Coliseum stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
totally,
like
totally.
Gladiators. You know, and there was homoeroticism then, and there is now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of homoeroticism in sports generally. I think, and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I like it, and I also think, you know, like the tightness of the uniforms. There is a certain aspect to it that's like, yeah, these are professional athletes and their bodies are kind of works of art and they're very, you know, every aspect of their bodies are functional. And depending on what position you play, you might be leaner, you might be bigger, or you might, you know, be more muscular, like in the legs or in the arms. Like
there's body positivity in football.
Yeah, lots of body positivity and
everybody wears the spandex. Nobody says that spandex are a privilege. We love
that. Spandex is a right. On the football
it's a
field.
Right.
It's not
in the
a
NFL. Actually, I played a ballet dance. Oh, no, sorry. A football player that was a secret ballet dancer in my sixth grade play. And
wow.
I never. Yeah.
You're Troy Bolton.
My Troy Bolton moment. I'll have to sing you some songs from that play eventually. It was written by like my friend's mom. She was an icon. Anyway, I never felt hotter than when I was in my football outfit.
Really? I love
that.
Got
these big shoulder pads and your tight pants.
Who wrote the play? Like
she was like the drama teacher at our school, but she was also like my best friend's mom. And like she was wildly talented. January Axelrod, shout out. She wrote like all of the plays.
That is quite a name.
And directed them. Yeah. She was really cool.
Oh my God. That when I hear a name like that, I'm like, that person was destined for stardom.
Truly.
It's like Blake Lively. It's like, who the fuck has that name? You know? Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Okay, I think we need to talk about the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. Yes.
Yeah. And that is the iconic Rihanna performance that we all had the privilege mm-hmm. of watching. Now that's a privilege right there. Oh, by the way, do you pronounce it Rihanna or Rihanna?
Rihanna, the way it's intended, I believe.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's Rihanna.
Is it?
And okay. Yesterday on my Instagram story, I said Rihanna and I got a few DMs. It's like, why do you pronounce it that way? Mm-hmm. I thought that's how it's pronounced.
No, man.
I need someone to verify.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Rihanna.
I've seen her interview with Diane Sawyer like 50 times.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty certain
but
that
who
she
said it, Diane
it
or Rihanna? Was it Diane or
Rihanna.
Robin?
I always forget it's not even her real, it's not even her first name. I need somebody to advise, but I might go back and forth because I, until yesterday, I totally thought her name was Rihanna. And
no,
I'm gonna feel
you're making
really stupid
me
if I'm
have Rhiannon stuck in my head from Fleetwood Mac just by saying it this way.
Oh, that's an issue. They're very different.
No, we want to focus at the performance at hand. What did you think? Did you enjoy?
Did I enjoy? I mean, I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. And I think it's kind of a shame that the performance doesn't really stand alone because it got like bogged down by all of these pregnancy suspicions,
but that's
rumors.
Part of it.
Eventually it was, well, what do you mean?
Okay.
I just mean the performance itself was kind of like shaded by the fact that everybody during the performance was talking about, wait, is she pregnant?
Was wondering. Yeah. So I think that was an accident of the camera work, because if you watch the performance, she rubs her belly in the beginning, but the camera panned out too quickly. So we weren't sure. Mm. And a lot of people were like, wait, is she I was one of the people in the room that was like, she just had a baby, like let her live or whatever. And then other people were like, no, the outfit is clearly there to like highlight it. And I was like, maybe that's to like show that you don't have to snap back or whatever. And they were like, no. And everybody's Googling it. It's like, she had the baby in May and it's like, she would have snapped back. And I'm like, she doesn't have to. And then it's like,
you're like being her defense team.
Yeah. But also just like in case, like, because we didn't stay long enough on that shot of her rubbing the belly. So it was like,
no, I completely agree.
Yeah.
It was so ambiguous.
And then she did it again at the end and we were like, oh, okay. It's clear.
Well, I was still not clear. I will say to you, Remy, I was mm-hmm. also a pregnancy denier and part of me feels ashamed.
Yeah.
Part of me feels a little stupid.
Same.
But okay. Hear me out. So like, I was doing the math in my head because she had a baby in May of 2022. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's 9 months ago.
Yeah.
I know from having friends who've had children and my sister has children, you can't like have sex for 3 months after you give birth, in most cases, at least. And so like she would have had to mark the date on her calendar that she was allowed to have sex again and immediately get to work for her to be this pregnant. So I was like, clearly she's just postpartum. Clearly, you know, she's wearing the open. Let's talk about the outfit also.
Yeah.
So she was wearing a red
spandex
suit,
underbottom.
It looked like a cargo material to me.
Yeah, but the thing under was tight. And then you had the breastplate over.
So yes. So she had like a red flight suit on. It was unzipped to the lower belly and then it was belted. And then the top was open and she had like a latex breastplate.
Yep.
And it was very cool. I loved the outfit, but the silhouette was clearly trying to emphasize the fact that she's pregnant and the way that the jacket was open, it was almost.
If so clearly, then why were you a pregnancy denier?
Because we feel bad assuming. That's
right,
why.
Right.
Like when you look at the outfit in retrospect, it looks like a big red arrow pointing right to her baby bump.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I realized, oh my God, it's so clear that she thought this was so obvious.
Yeah.
She thought that she was making a very obvious announcement on the biggest stage in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, people, I would argue, rightfully, we're like, we don't want to assume. That's rude.
Totally.
Because we know that postpartum bodies all look different.
Yeah.
And, you know, my sister, a couple months after she gave birth, somebody asked her when her due date was. So I'm very hyper aware of postpartum bodies. Sometimes they do still look pregnant.
I got asked if I was pregnant recently. Not pregnant at all. Not postpartum. Oh, yeah. People don't want to assume. I don't think the performance was intended for us to like be speculating and being like, I think it was an error of the cameraman. Otherwise, we would have watched this thing and nobody would have been like, oh my God, she's giving it half ass. Oh my God, she's giving us nothing or whatever. They would have been like, oh, she's pregnant.
But I loved that she was giving us nothing.
Yeah, I did too.
So even before I was sure that she was pregnant, I was like, I love that she's just standing there.
And marking it.
This is another thing that I always love. I always love when they have a solo performer and then they put literally 100 of the most talented dancers on the stage and have them dance in circles around the performer. I think it's the funniest thing ever. And I also just love watching the dancers. Like, they really are just so incredible and they look so uniform, so good. But yeah, I mean, some people did speculate. I saw Michael Che post it to Instagram almost immediately.
I guess that's why they call him ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Which is so good because it literally is as soon as possible. Like I said, she would have had to get pregnant on her.
But that's what I was saying to everybody is I was like, have you not heard of Irish twins? Like, because everyone's like, she can't be pregnant again. She can't. I'm like, that's like literally a thing.
That's true. That is a thing. I have a friend who has kids 17 months apart. Mm-hmm. It's totally a thing.
Mm-hmm. But I do love that everyone was cautious. You know, like I'm always happy to admit in retrospect, yay, she is pregnant. Okay. Like there's nothing wrong with me assuming she wasn't.
No, I think you were right to have your hesitations about just saying someone's pregnant. I just never want to assume someone is until they announce it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was actually a nice thing. Like, I thought it was really nice how people weren't just jumping to conclusions. But I also kind of think after Beyonce did her pregnancy reveal by rubbing her stomach, I think people don't want to do a blatant stomach rub like the way that Beyonce did, because I think it's kind of played out now. Like, I think like that's Beyonce's thing now. Like, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, but do you think Beyonce is pieced? Because she's like, you're like biting my thing and just doing it on a larger scale.
That is true. I mean, I guess she didn't invent a pregnancy announcement.
No, but she invented doing it at an award show and then like popping it open and being like, ha ha.
Yeah, I mean, Beyonce walked so Rihanna could run. Mm. See, Rihanna.
You said Rihanna.
Let me know.
That's what it is.
I did say Rihanna.
It's more natural for you because you know.
Well, no, because now you're in my head. That's why. She's Caribbean. I think it's Rihanna.
Honestly, there could be so many different pronunciations, and we just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so irrelevant. But another aspect to it, and like if you follow Rihanna's career, she hasn't made an album in 7 years. People are pissed about this. She's busy being a mogul, okay? She's busy being a mogul, and also she's having kids, and that's what she wants to do, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
Also, if I were her, I would be a little nervous to make another album because I think Anti is one of the best, most cohesive albums of the last 10 years.
Hmm.
But publicly, she has very much like not given a fuck about her weight for a while, and it's actually one of the reasons why I think she's so cool and why like I think she's aspirational is like she's not trying to maintain the same body she had at age 17, like when she got famous, you know? And even before she had her first baby, she was like pretty open about being thicker now. And she even used that experience to market her makeup brands. Uh-huh. And I remember watching a Vogue Get Ready With Me type video that she did. And she was using all Fenty products. And she was saying that ever since she gained weight, she got really good at contouring her face. And that's like what inspired a lot of products in her makeup line.
Is that not caring about what you look like with weight, though?
It's not caring. It's just like not trying to stay the same size that you were when you sure. got famous, which I think is a trap that a lot of people fall into.
Yeah. I loved her pregnancy style. Like, I feel like there was like 2 weeks that she came out and she was like, hey, I'm 9 months pregnant. And also I'm going to like
yes.
rock a runway look every single day. And then I'm going to go back into a hole. I'm going to have this baby.
Oh, yeah. She was like walking over the Brooklyn Bridge wearing like a cape.
Yeah, she was. It was stunning. And it made me like, stunning. I feel like there are so many things that make you not want to get pregnant, like actually caring for a baby or whatever, but like the fact that it hurts your boobs or the fact that it just like changes your body, stretch marks, bigger, mm-hmm. bigger nipples, darker nipples or whatever. Like there's so much that I've always been like, oh, I'd really want a baby, but you're going to have to sacrifice a lot. And her style, I was like, oh, wait, this makes me want to like put a baby in my stomach right now so I can put a body chain over it. You know, like.
Hell yes. I really wonder, like, in the future, God willing, should I get pregnant? Like, what Baruch my pregnancy Hashem. Style would be? Mm-hmm. Baruch Hashem. And I don't think it will be like that. But I love a pregnant woman in a bikini, like a string bikini
totally.
With a belly chain.
Totally.
Like, I love when people play up that sexiness yeah. of the pregnant body because it is erotic.
Yeah.
Like, a big, full belly is very erotic.
I want to jump back to the belly rubbing thing because a lot of people, I saw somebody on Twitter like, oh, I knew it was over when she rubbed the belly. Like, non-pregnant people don't do that. I do. I rub my belly like all the time. Like sometimes, like I think I told you about this. I had like a dream that I like rubbed my belly sexily at Ben. And then like the next day I did it and he was like, oh, nice. Like I think rubbing belly is a thing because then.
Let's normalize rubbing your belly for no fucking reason.
Yeah. And then people have to like, well, because it's like it's soft and like you're proud of it or, you know, like.
It's soothing.
It's soothing you. It's way more appropriate than grabbing your own boobs in public. Like rub your belly.
No. And I grab my boobs all the time.
All the time.
They're like little stress balls.
Yeah. For safety.
For safety. Yeah. No, I kind of just grab them as like a tactile thing. Mm-hmm. I try not to do it in public.
Yeah.
But I've always had a really weird thing about my belly. And like if somebody touches it, I'm kind of like a cat.
Mm.
And the claws kind of,
yeah,
they extend. And it's very like an automatic response. I've always been very self-conscious. And that's like always where I've held a lot of weight. And that's been my main gripe with like body positivity is I feel like belly positivity hasn't fully
it
come
hasn't caught
into
up.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because you're saying it's like still hourglass people, but bigger. But I think I am seeing some more belly stuff. I told you there's that girl on TikTok I love that loves to let it flop out.
Oh, yeah. Let it flop
out. Let it flop out.
Out.
And then.
See, like it's sexy. Like flop it out, yeah. miss. Yeah. If dudes can flop out, why can't we?
And it's cozy.
So cozy. Yeah, no, I don't think it was wild of us to assume that maybe she wore that outfit and maybe she had her belly exposed and like gestured to her belly kind of as a fuck you to the haters rather than a blatant pregnancy announcement.
Well, it was also she announced that a guest would be there and that was the guest.
Yes. And I saw that afterwards and I thought that was very cute.
It's like my favorite thing. I have two friends that announced their baby as a collab.
Like partners?
Yeah, like they're two music producers doing a collab and the baby is the collab. And this
was
like
that.
Rihanna featuring Bebe.
Somebody else, I don't remember the source, but somebody else said, I thought it might have actually even been Jared Fried. It might have been Jared Fried. They said, I thought that somebody was going to throw a Super Bowl and it was going to explode into a gender reveal.
Hilarious.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's pretty much all I have to say about it. All of that being said, congrats to Riri on a phenomenal performance and on your second pregnancy. That's so exciting. I know you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm. And as far as Super Bowl foods, I have some closing statements. There were some, I was listening to the radio in the morning before I started my day. And it was saying that the Super Bowl is the second biggest eating holiday in America after Thanksgiving. And in the second biggest eating holiday, the average calories consumed are 4,000 to 11,000, which honestly, I don't even know what that means anymore, but I could totally see it happening. I think Michael Phelps used to eat around that much daily. But it got me excited for the day. I was like, there's going to be a lot of food. We're going to have a lot of fun. And Ben was like, okay, but like, should we have like a good lunch first? Like, because I feel like on big eating holidays, sometimes you're like, I'm going to like save up so I can like really like cram everything in. And he was
totally.
Like,
it's part of the culture.
Yeah. He was like, let's like have lunch first. Like, let's get like some sushi or like some soup or something like that. And I had like a salmon teriyaki and a soup and like a little salad and some sushi and stuff. And like, usually I wouldn't have because I'd be like, no, I'm saving up. But like, it felt good because I was like, okay, I know that I got some omega from this fish. I know that I had some miso to coat my tummy, you know, and then I still had room Absolutely. To shove in 5,000 mini hot dogs.
Yeah, I think the mindset around these holidays really needs to change. I didn't know that statistic about the 4,000 to 11,000. Was it 4,000 to 11,000?
Yeah.
That is a very wide range, I will say.
For sure.
But I think part of that, and it's the same with Thanksgiving, I think the same thing about Thanksgiving, is that people restrict before.
Yeah.
And I used to always restrict before. I talked about this around Thanksgiving, and then I would go so nuts and eat till I'm sick mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving, like at the actual meal. And the same with the Super Bowl. And I actually really regretted on the Sunday episode that I forgot to say, because I wanted to tell everybody a great way to like ease your anxiety about the day mm-hmm. and to just have a healthier day overall is to eat breakfast and lunch.
You didn't even have to tell me. How exciting.
I know. And I'm so proud of you. I think that's so great. And I did the same thing. I had like a really good chicken vegetable bowl thing for lunch mm-hmm. and my normal breakfast. And yeah, I mean, I definitely had a tummy ache by the end of the night from eating half a funfetti cake, but I just don't feel like I eat that much more than normal yeah. at these things. And I really think the 4,000 to 11,000 calorie thing and, you know, the Thanksgiving statistics, I don't even know what it is, but I think our fear of the thing is always worse than the actual thing. Mm. And I think if you treat it like a normal day, you will be so much better off, not just because you won't be starving, but because of exactly what you said. You're actually nourishing yourself. Mm. If you save all of your calories, quote, save your calories for the night, and you go to a Super Bowl party, it's not the most nutritious foods that are going to be there, which is okay. It's okay to not only eat nutritious food, but it's good to like earlier in the day, oh, maybe I want some vegetables today. Maybe I want to actually, you know, nourish myself and then have some fun foods later. I think that's a way more sustainable way to go about
it. Yeah. And crudité at a Super Bowl party is a vibe. That was a smash for me.
It is a vibe. We didn't have that because I couldn't be bothered. But yeah, I love a crude.
Not even with the wings? It's supposed to come with carrots or celery or something.
Honestly, I'm like, fuck the celery. I know it probably serves a purpose, but for me, I just don't care. But yeah, I mean, I'm glad you had a good Super Bowl. I'm glad that your stomach ache has subsided.
No, my stomach ache is still, it's raging. And it's,
oh, honey,
it's okay. Like, I've had a wonderful smoothie this morning. I had a gorgeous little... It's not great. McDonald's breakfast sandwich, but like, we're back on track. I'm filling myself up. And if anybody else is having a stomach ache, like, it's okay. It doesn't mean like you ruined your life. Like, you had one fun day. You can have today another fun day. But like, if your tummy hurts, just drink a little more water.
Yeah, it'll go away. Like, your body will take care of that on its own. You don't need to worry about it. I think that is the number one thing that I've learned in recovery and like since getting into intuitive eating is like my body is actually capable of so much more than I gave it credit for. Mm-hmm. And just to learn that and to learn like, yeah, I don't need to be micromanaging every morsel of food that goes into my body. If I get a stomach ache, guess what? It usually corrects itself. And if it doesn't, see your doctor.
Yeah. Your body can't change that much in one day. Like have to admit, I did do... I'm actually curious if you think this is body checking or this is just me being like, ooh, look at myself. But since I was younger, like I've always just like kind of like flashed myself in the morning to like see like boobs and stomach. And yeah, I don't know. I like felt guilty about doing it this morning because I was like, is this me body checking? Like, or is it like after the Super Bowl?
Is it in a positive way? Like I'm feeling myself, or is it in a way that's like, oh, let me make sure that my stomach's not distended?
I think the flashing one is like in a positive way. And then if I like walk by something and then I'm only putting out stomach or something, then like that's more negative.
I will say I used to do that every single morning and it's a habit that I haven't fully broken. Mm-hmm. And I can admit to that. Mm-hmm. I used to like literally the first thing I would do when I opened my eyes would be grab my stomach. And like I said, I have a really, you know, my stomach is like the thing that I'm probably the most insecure about. And it's a hard habit to break. I don't think like anybody should beat themselves up for doing it. Just like be aware that it's not always the most positive thing because if it influences the way that you treat yourself throughout the day, it can be bad.
No, I fed myself today, so it's good. Like,
well, very proud. But I also think like it can be fun just to like flash yourself in the mirror sometimes and like kind of you're feeling yourself, you know?
So yeah. Good. Okay.
It's I'm up glad. To everyone. But either way, don't judge yourself for doing it. Just like be aware of it.
Totally.
That's it for today's bonus episode, guys.
Hell yeah.
Send your questions to dst@betches.com and follow us. We're at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. I'm at Lubination on Instagram. Remy, where can they follow you?
You can follow me at Remy Casimir, and we are always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com. Betches.